Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. Hear now the word of the Lord. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, who has looked with favor on the lowliness of this servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who live in holy awe of the Lord from generation to generation. God has shown strength and has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly, and has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty, according to the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Today is the third Sunday in Advent, a season that isn't Christmas, but is a season of waiting and preparing for Christmas. The world waited many, many long years for the first Christmas. We can wait another week and a half. In this season, we light candles to remind ourselves of the time when Jesus, the light of the world, put on flesh and came to earth. We gather our prayers together like soft straw for the manger, and we remember why we need a Savior to come and to return. We have always known that something in this world had to be changed, needs to be changed, can be changed. We have always known that something in ourselves needs to be changed, and the season of Advent is set aside to reflect on how we can take an active part in making God's dreams for a better world come to be. Today, we continue with our worship series for this season called Those Who Dream. This morning's theme is Those Who Dream, Sow Joy. For many centuries, there has been a tradition of celebrating joy on the third Sunday of Advent and lightening the color of the season, purple, to a more cheerful pink. And so we began our time together this morning by lighting candles of joy and naming our dreams, because the dreams that we hold in our hearts are our prayers. Joy and happiness aren't always the same thing. Joy is what nudges us to keep going when things are hard, reminding what we're in it for, encouraging us not to give up. Sometimes the voice of joy is very faint, and if that is at all true for you this season, I would like to invite you to our longest night service a week from tomorrow. Even the longest and darkest night of the year cannot last forever. As the great poet once wrote, "There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." Our Advent joy guides our eyes towards what it is that the light is beginning to illuminate. Advent joy isn't so much about the present as it is about the future. Advent joy is about the knowledge that God is opening up the heavens and coming down to earth to turn the world upside down, to cast down the mighty from their thrones and fill the hungry with good things, to lift up the lowly and send the proud rich away. Like Mary's pregnancy, Advent is a seed of joy that has been sown by God, a seed of joy that is growing, a seed of joy that is making its way towards us, a dream that is coming into being. What we're waiting for isn't here yet, but we know that it's on its way. Like the COVID vaccine, like lengthening days, like the future in which we can worship together in person again, Christ is coming, and the joy of that knowledge is enough to keep us going, even if we still have to wait. God knows about all of the troubles that we are living through on earth, and because of Jesus living among us, God intimately understands them. But God isn't just passively looking down and watching our troubles. God is acting in the world and speaking to the prophets, like Isaiah and Mary and St. Francis and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And those prophets are in turn reminding us of God's power and love and endless passion for justice. Today's reading from Luke is often called the Magnificat, because in Latin, its first line is Magnificat anima mea Dominum, my soul magnifies the Lord. In some more modern translations, Mary's soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, or perhaps Mary's soul is alive with thoughts of God. Mary's song bursts with joy, not just because of the concrete examples she names of God's work in the world before, but because of the miracle growing within her, the Christ child who will continue God's work in the world. She knows that nothing will ever be the same. The moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice, and we are living on the cusp of something that will transform the world. Advent is a liminal space, a waiting room, a time in between, a preparation period, the frame of the door separating already and not yet. God's love is not passive, it is revolutionary. Mary's song is a powerful rallying cry to participate in God's dreams for the world. God has helped us and remembered us in times past, but the promise that God made to our ancestors is ongoing, just like God's love for all creation. Wrapped in the embrace of God's love, we can look towards a bright future of coming joy.